Tuesday, August 16th, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jessica Hannah. Making headlines, the presidency has rejected a Democratic Alliance call for a parliamentary debate on the growing list of state deals that have benefited President Jacob Zuma's family and friends. Zuma's spokesperson, Mac Maharaj, says the president does not hold any personal or financial interest in any business or corporate entity, adding that Zuma makes his annual declaration of interests to the Secretary of Cabinet. The declaration is designed to ensure that a conflict of interest does not arise in the performance of his executive office. Meanwhile, South Africa's disciplined fiscal policies have helped it weather turmoil in the global economy, but reforms are needed to tackle the country's key challenge of unemployment, says Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan. South African markets had a turbulent time last week as investors worried about the implications of the debt crisis in the US and as Europe dumped their holdings in emerging markets for safe haven assets. Gordhan says emerging economies have not had the same fiscal problems as those in some developed states and that their deficits and public debt levels were much lower. And Johannesburg needs to plan for a population growth of 66% in the next 3 decades, says the city of Johannesburg. Mayoral Committee member Ross Grief said at a seminar on resource sustainability in Newtown yesterday that this growing population will require access to clean water, dependable energy sources, and reliable management of sanitation and waste. The seminar is part of the city's program to revise its growth and development strategy while taking into account the needs of Johannesburg's residents over the next 30 years. Also making headlines, Morocco's government has proposed that a parliamentary election take place early in November instead of the scheduled date of September next year to allow constitutional reforms through that are designed to reduce the risk of uprisings. State-owned enterprises have to implement transformation measures that will benefit black accountants, says Public Enterprises Minister Malusi Gigaba. And Turkey is ramping up shipments of diesel to Libyan rebels, effectively joining Qatar and trader Vitol in fueling the uprising against leader Muammar Gaddafi. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.